We continue our learning Le'ilu Nishmas David ben Menachem and Chaim Yaakov and Pinchas Eliyahu. We're in Beit Perek Gimel Mishnah Beis. So we've discussed that we have to trap animals, birds, animals, fish, before Yom Tov. The Mishnah here is going to discuss what happens if you're unsure if this particular animal, let's say, was trapped on Yom Tov or was trapped before Yom Tov. You had a trap set up. Had it been trapped before Yom Tov, then it's fine. But if it's trapped on Yom Tov, so then it's muktzah, because it hadn't been trapped before Yom Tov. Here you're unsure what we'd call a safek muchan. Safek whether this is muchan, it was prepared in advance, or it's muktzah. So mitzudos chayav of v'dagim. You have traps for wild animals, for birds, for fish, shasa on Erev Yom Tov, and you set them in place on Erev Yom Tov. Lo yitol mehen b'yom tov, elohim ken yodea shenit so de mayor of Yom Tov. You're not allowed to take the animals from them on Yom Tov unless you know for sure that they had been trapped Erev Yom Tov. So this basically, Tanakam is teaching us that suffik muchan is usur. That when you have a suffik, whether this is still muktzah, or it was designated, it was already trapped before Yom Tov, and then it's muchan, and muchan, so you have to treat it strictly. Why are we treating a suffik muktzah strictly? After all, muktzah is a din derabbanan, and therefore we should say suffik derabbanan lekula. So one of the reasons we mentioned already in the past was davar sheish lo matirin, that we don't, when we have a case of a suffik, so if something is going to be permitted at a later date, we don't rely on the concept of bittul. We had used that concept. So the same thing here, I'm not going to rely on suffik derabbanan lekula when I can eat this tomorrow. Muktzah is only for today. Wait till tomorrow. Wait till Yom Chol. And then you can have this, and there's not a problem at all. That's one position. The Tosfos Yeshanah I'm reading from Daf Gimel Amud Beis makes an interesting point. He says, the Muktzah Chamira. Muktzah is more chamor v'have ke'ein de'oraisa. And it's treated almost like a de'oraisa. Now this is, should not be a surprise. The first mission, Beitza, we spoke about Hachana Darab, we spoke about an egg that's laid on Yom Tov, and we took that very seriously. If it's from an animal, from a chicken, let's say that's that itself is there, Legadel Beitzim. So the Beitza, we said, so the animal's Muktzah, so we're going to treat the egg as Muktzah. And in fact, that may have a level of Doraisa, because we spoke about the fact. We have the Torah speaks in Parshas B'Shalach about preparing for Shabbos and Yom Tov meals in advance, as if the foods, if they're not prepared in advance, or I have an animal, let's say for Yom Tov, which I typically can slaughter, if it wasn't prepared in advance, as if the Torah is telling us this is a problem. So here is it's almost like a suffik d'oraisa. It may be treated in such a way. And in fact, there are those who distinguish between the moving of muktzah and the eating of muktzah. Maybe when it comes to moving of muktzah, we have the right to be a little bit more lenient. But when it comes to the eating of muktzah, there's where we have to be more strict and treat it almost like a d'oraisa. What's the difference between those two cases? So the Mefarshim explain, interestingly, that the concept of davar sheish lo matirin, this will be permitted at a later date, really is only logical regarding eating. Why? Because you can only eat something once. So we say, why rely on suffik derabbanan lekula now, muktzah derabbanan, and eat it now on Yom Tov? You can eat the fish tomorrow. You can eat the deer tomorrow. Why do you rely on it today? But moving, I can move something an infinite amount of times. So I want to move it today. Why move it today and move it tomorrow? I'll tell you what, because I want to move it today and I want to move it tomorrow. So the concept of davar sheish lo matirin would not be applicable there. So there we can understand why maybe there's more of a leniency to move something, but to use it, to eat it, so there we may be more strict. So that is the opinion of the Tanakam. Suffik muchan is going to be usur. Now we're going to bring a story about Rabban Gamliel, and the Gemara assumes that chisurim machasra, that there are words missing in this Mishnah, and really what the Mishnah should say is suffik muchan mutter, according to Ram Gamliel. Meaning, he disagrees with the Tanakhama and says the following. The Mishnah says the following. There was a non-Jew who brought fish to Ram Gamliel on Yom Tov. V'amar Ram Gamliel said, mutar nahein, they are permitted. Why are they permitted? Because I hold suffik muchan is mutter. I hold that if you have a suffix and whether something muktzah or not, it's muchan or muktzah, you have the right to be lenient. Ella, she'ain ritzoni lekabel himen. But I just don't want to accept it from him. Why not? So, different opinions. Some claim, well, maybe it was during the days where that was a non-Jewish holiday, based on the first Mishnah in Maseches Avodah Zarah, where we're strict with to accept gifts, have any contact socially with non-Jews. He didn't want to accept the gift. But that was from an Avodah Zarah perspective. But in terms of Hilchos Muktzah, Hilchos Yom Tov, he held technically they are going to be mutter, because he holds Sofek Muchan is going to be permitted. Now, what Ram Gamliel was permitting, so the Gemara here says that Ram Gamliel agrees that you're not allowed to eat it. What Oli was saying was that you're allowed to move it. There's no problem of Tiltul Muktzah. Now, that being the case, we can use the logic we used before to explain Ram Gamliel, which is why Tanakhama, let's say, says you're not allowed to do anything with it. They're going to be strict. Suffolk Muchan is going to be completely usher. Ram Gamliel says, though, Suffolk Muchan is mutter for what purpose? For moving it and not eating it. Why? So maybe Ram Gamliel uses that logic we used before, which is, I understand why you want to be strict when it comes to eating, because there's Dabar Shesh L'Matir and can only eat it once, so eat it tomorrow. But why would I apply that logic to Tiltul? Tiltul is something that I want to do multiple times. I want to move it today and tomorrow. So if Dabar Shesh L'Matir is not applicable to that, so then I have the right to say that Safek Muchan is Mutter, certainly for the purposes of moving, maybe not for the purposes of eating. That's one way to understand it. Now, the Gemara says on Daf Chav Dalid that the logic of this Mishnah would apply not only to let's say to fish, which is what we spoke about, but same thing when it comes to fruit. Let's say a non-Jew brings fruit that's possible that they were picked on Yom Tov. So Ram Gamliel would say that, well, Tanakhama would say that would be prohibited. Ram Gamliel would say that would be permitted. But once again, permitted that we were understanding is permitted to be moved, they may not be permitted to be eaten. And the Bar Tanur really goes through the Gemara, giving us some of the halachas. This is very relevant. We have packages that are delivered on Yom Tov. They may become from outside of the Tchum. Therefore, they may have the status of Muktzah. Even if the item itself is not a Muktzah item, but it could be, has the status of being Muktzah anyway. So the Bar Tanur says the following. He claims that anything that you're not allowed to eat, also you're not allowed to move. Automatically, it's Muktzah. Then he says the following. Let's say you can tell by the form, by what it looks like, the appearance of the item, it's proven. I know exactly when it came. Kigon, peros de kemishin, they're withered, are dried out fruit. She'ef shoshenil katu hayom. I know there's no way that the non-Jew, let's say, plucked them today off the tree. They must have been plucked off the tree way before Yom Tov, because they're already dried out. V'chein dagim sheviyom imokam rachok. Let's say you have fish. This fish is not found in the rivers here. This fish is found miles and miles away. There's no way that he trapped this fish today. It must have been from before Yom Tov. Then mutarin. Ah, the davar muchan sheba michutz l'tchum b'shul Yisrael. Let's say you have something that's not muktzah, but it was brought from outside of the tchum. Asul osa Yisrael shehuva b'shul l'chol b'nei meizo. That Jew is not allowed to use that on Yom Tov. Not only him, but all the members of his house. But for another Jew, for whom it was not brought for, and it was brought outside of the Tchum, then it's permitted for the other Jew to use it. Let's say you have fruit or that was plucked, or fish that was trapped on the first day of Yom Tov. La'erev B'leil Yom Tov Sheni, B'chdei Sheyasu. You can use them on a Leil Yom Tov Sheni, as long as you wait the amount of time that it would take to procure that fruit or those fish. Chutz mishnei Yom Tov shel Rosh Hashanah, says the Bar Tanur. Why? Sheim asurim ad motzei Yom Tov, sheini b'chdei sheyasu. Of course, that's because Yom Arichta. We don't treat it as, I have a suffix, maybe one day is chol, one day is Yom Tov. What's k'dei sheyasu? What the amount of time I have to wait? K'dei sheyitlishu ha-peros mimakom shenitlishu. Not only the amount of time to do the malacha, but but to bring them. So that's a little bit of a longer time. You have to wait. The amount of time it would take to get the fruit and to bring it here, that's the amount of time you have to wait, so as not to get any hana from the fact that this malacha was done for you on Yom Tov. So therefore, we have this machlokas. Tanakama Safig Muchan is Aser. Rabbi Gamliel Safig Muchan is Mutter. And the story, again, Umaiste Benachri Yechad Shehevi Dogum Rabbi Gamliel, the Amar Mutar and Hain, he said, technically they're Mutter, Elo Shein Ritzoni the Kabimene, but I just don't want to accept them from him. Para Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. Behema Misukenes. The animal is dangerous leal. So what do I want to do? I want to shecht the animal, because if it dies, then it's in a nevela. It's not worth much. But if I shecht it, then it's food. I can eventually eat it. Problem is, it's getting late on Yom Tov, and I may not have any time to eat it. All I want to do is prevent this financial loss. So says the Mishnah like this, Behema Misukenes, a dangerous leal, lo yishcho, do not shecht it on Yom Tov, elo im ken yeshohus bayom, lechol mimena kazayis tzli. Unless there's enough time to eat from that animal a kazayis of roasted meat. What does it mean? It has to have enough time that I can shecht the animal, and I can roast it. Roasting takes shorter than cooking, so we give you a shorter amount of time. And not only that, I don't have to eat more than a kazayis, but I have to have at least enough time that I could slaughter the animal, roast the animal, and eat a kazayis of that roasted meat. Then it's permitted. You'll say it's a harama. I'm obviously doing this as legal fiction in order to avoid this problem. So the answer is the chachamim more lenient. After all, I am cooking for Yom Tov. I'm going to use it on Yom Tov, and therefore this should be permitted. Now, whether or not I actually have to eat it, that's a debate, because all it says is I have to be able to have enough time to shecht the animal, and if there is enough time to shecht and cook the animal and to eat it, kazayis tzli, so then I'm allowed to do so. So the question is, do I have to eat the meat? So the Gemara says, it's a machlokas. Rabba, and we've had Rabba and Rav Chista before, Rabba's of the opinion, Rabba accepts the concept of ho'il. Ho'il and mekalele orchim chazile, hashtanami chazile. We discuss this in the context of Erev Tavshilim. Rabba's of the opinion, since anyway, there's a possibility exists that guests may come, so therefore, I'm allowed to do something which seems to be for after Yom Tov, but potentially I'm doing it for today. So therefore, even if I end up not eating it myself, that's okay. Maybe guests are going to come. I'm going to serve this animal to them the last couple hours of Yom Tov. And Rav Chista does not accept Ha'wil. Rav Chista was of the opinion that we have if you remember, Tzorchei Yom Tov Shabbos can be done on Yom Tov, but I have a problem of doing it for Chol. Every time I'm cooking on Yom Tov, don't tell me maybe guests are going to arrive. Not true. And therefore, Rav Chista is of the opinion that a person actually has to eat from this animal. To say that maybe guests are going to come, that's not sufficient. Rabbi Akiva Omer Afkilu Kizayis Min Chai Mi Beis Tvi Chasa. He's even more lenient. You have this animal, it's dangerously ill, you don't want it to die, you want to shecht it today. If I wait till tomorrow, till after Yontif, it's going to be dead already. So I want to shecht so I can have meat. So Rabbi Akiva says, even if you're going to eat raw meat, meaning there's not enough time to shecht it and roast it. There's certainly not time to cook it, but not even to roast it. Says Rabbi Akiva, it doesn't matter. Even if you can eat shecht it and eat a kezayis chai of the raw meat, not only that, not raw meat from a special part of the animal, but mibes tavichasa, even from the place where you slaughtered it, the place of the incision. Why is that easy? I don't have to flay the animal. I don't have to do any hefshet of the animal to get to that piece of meat. Otherwise, that may take a little bit of time. You don't need that time. Piece of meat from right where you shechted it. So how long would it take? You shecht the animal, and then you, right away you can take a piece of raw meat from the place where you made the incision. So if there's enough time to do that, says Rabbi Akiva, that is sufficient. Shchata basadeh. So then the Mishnah has another halacha. You shechted an animal in the field. If the animal's healthy, it's ill, makes no difference. A halacha tells us how to bring the animal from the field to the house. Lo yivi ena b'bot v'mota. You can't use like a pole, says the Bar Tanur, b'bot v'mota, b'shnei b'nei adam, using two people. Imagine, you see how that the image of that, people carrying the animal on a pole. And says the Bar Tanur, why mishum da'av shamilsa. We had av shamilsa. Remember, we came to carrying certain things. Looks like you're bringing the animal to the shuk. Avsha Milsa, it publicizes the matter. Umizazel b'kvod Yom Tov, says the Bar Tanura. So therefore, you can't bring him on these poles. Avol mevi v'yado evarim evarim. But rather, what should you do? Bring the animal back limb by limb in your hand, not with two people on a pole. Yes, it's going to involve a lot more walking, maybe in a certain way, a tercha, but it's preferable than being mevazeh the Yom Tov by bringing it on poles.